All right, welcome back to the Warriors of Grace podcast. My name is Dave, and I'm the host for this show. And today we continue our series, Reading the Bible Personally and Corporately with the Church, talking about the Great Commission. The Great Commission, it's an amazing truth that we could spend a great deal of time focusing on and talking about. But when our focus is only on making disciples rather than on being a disciple who makes disciples, we miss the point of what Jesus has for us to learn. Disciples of Jesus' first obligation is not to make disciples, but to be learners of him who make disciples. And this, what this does is it undercuts the current tendency of our day towards performance. Well, if I do this, then I'll be, if I do make disciples, then God will be pleased with me. But then we forget that we are in union with Christ. In fact, Jesus speaks again and again, and the apostles do, in the language, you'll see it all over John 15, throughout Paul's epistles, he'll use in him, in the Lord, or in Christ language. And this, what this language does is it provides the power supply. It describes who we are in Christ and how we are to commune with him. It's in union with Christ that we find our identity, meaning, value, and worth in Christ alone. And we need to understand this idea of union with Christ because the Great Commission is not primarily our ministry towards others. It's Christ's ministry in and through us. It's Christ working in us to create godly character in us so that we are a certain type of man or woman. In other words, the Great Commission is more than just making disciples. It's an entire lifestyle. It's an entire worldview. It's because we are abiding in Christ and growing in him that we will engage in the work of the Great Commission. Through 3.5 years of ministry, of Jesus, the crowds loved him. He had a smaller band of 12 that followed him. In fact, during his ministry, Jesus invested in the life of his disciples. He trained them in the upper room, giving them a seminary-level education. He taught them. And then they were sent out after he, died and rose and ascended. And they were empowered with the Holy Spirit. And they took the gospel all throughout the Roman Empire, all throughout the known world. The original disciples of Jesus have long since died, and now we only have the record of their ministry in the New Testament. Scripture teaches, though, that God exists, and he created the human race and now wants them reconciled to him. Matthew 28:19-20 says, Therefore, go and make disciples of all the nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, and teaching them to obey everything I have commanded you. So the command to make disciples entails telling them everything, everything that Jesus said, everything that Jesus did to make disciples requires one to be a learner. To be a disciple of Jesus literally means to be a learner and a follower of Christ. That means that we must abide in Christ, in the vine, as Jesus says in John 15, because Jesus provides the foundation for our union with him. Jesus commands the disciples of his disciples not to stay among one people or tribe, but to go to all the nations. He came for Israel, but he also came for every tribe, tongue, nation, and people. At the beginning of the early church, the disciples went out to Israel, but soon they went out to the Gentile lands. Matthew's gospel focuses on how the kingdom of Christ belongs to everyone and who bears fruit for Christ. In fact, the early church struggled with this. Even so, Jesus said, make disciples of all the nations, and you will be my witnesses in Jerusalem and all Judea and Samaria and to the ends of the earth. In Acts 1:8, the apostles preached with power and did mighty works for the glory of God. Christians have been empowered with the message of glad tidings and good news, the same message that Jesus preached in his very first sermon in Luke 4. Such a message is liberating and good news to captives, but our hesitancy and our fear have such a grip on our hearts, we need to go back and we need to consider the source of this charge. Every Christian has been empowered to make disciples. We are to go to make disciples, not let the world who is lost come to the people of God. Christians are not pushy in reaching others. We have to be intentional to the end of making disciples by taking the initiative. We do this by praying for the lost among our families, our neighbors, our people and around us, and so on and so forth, and sharing Christ with everyone we come in contact with. Every church should have a missionary heartbeat, both locally and internationally. We make disciples by baptizing people into the church in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit. And when we baptize people at the local church, we're baptizing them in the name of Jesus, confessing at such time that Jesus is equal with the Father God. Matthew is highlighting how Jesus is more than a mere man and more than a mere prophet. The sacrament of baptism asks Jesus' messengers to disciple people by calling them to identify with Jesus in public by water baptism. And by that I mean water immersion. Christians who make disciples by teaching everyone to obey everything I've commanded you. Local churches must teach everything that is in the Word of God. Every page, every word in the 66 books and the Word of God. The Great Commission is so sweeping because of the fourfold use of the word all. Jesus has all authority from God the Father. Disciples of Jesus are to make disciples, teaching them all the commands of Jesus, fortifying themselves in and with the knowledge that he is with the people of God. And since Jesus loves the people of God, he closes not with a command in the Great Commission, but with comfort. The disciples were hesitant about the Great Commission, but Jesus says he is with them. Remember who is giving these words in Matthew's gospel. Matthew was once a despised tax collector. He was not stronger than any of the other 11 disciples. Every disciple of Jesus can grow as Matthew did. The words and the presence of the Lord transformed Matthew from a man of little faith to a man used mightily by God. Matthew grew by hearing the word of God, living in the presence of Jesus. Today, we can do the same, as we've talked about, by sitting under solid preaching, where the word is the focus and where it's taught from all 66 books of the word of God. Jesus charged the people of God to grow in the fullness of discipleship, to live out our lives in his presence, and to fulfill the Great Commission. To be a disciple is to be a learner, and such learning means that we live not part of our lives, but our whole lives for Christ under his lordship. To be a growing and useful servant of Jesus, we need to say, Lord, here is my life, take and use it for his glory, and not just the parts we want. What Jesus wants in our discipleship is all of our lives and all of life to be lived before his face. The demands of discipleship are high. As we talk about the Great Commission, what we're talking about is a whole life before the face of Jesus, because all of life is to be a learning process. Every single ounce of it, we're to learn to be followers of Christ. We face distractions on every front, on every quarter of our lives. Good distractions can take our minds off of something challenging and difficult. You might enjoy football like I do, or golf, and so on and so forth. There's always something on to read, or read on the internet, I mean, about golf and football. And so I can occupy my time and get my mind off of the topic. But such distractions can be helpful, but they can also be sinful, a sinful hindrance. If I was to replace watching golf or football with going to the local church, well, then I've walked into the realm, as we've talked about, of actually sinning, because it is a matter of sin to not attend the local church. We are to put ourselves every Sunday under contact with God's word. Furthermore, with the use of a DVR, there's no reason for me not to record the golf or the football or so on and so forth. But the issue is a priority. What priority am I placing if I miss out on worship to watch a golf event or even a football event? You see, the Great Commission is not part of our lives, because Jesus doesn't call us to just have part of our lives in submission. We are to gather on the Lord's Day, and then we are to scatter. Furthermore, the demands of discipleship are high. They're centered on the Lord. They're focused on Him. That means that we need to be all in for Christ, and our focus needs to be on loving Him, head, heart, and soul. Good distractions can help us unwind and even relax. There's nothing wrong with that. But even here, we can cross over so quickly from a good thing and make it an ultimate thing. Only the ultimate thing in our lives is to take the place of our lives, is the supremacy of Christ in all of life. Before we head into our final show in this series, I want to challenge you. We've considered the how and the why of Bible reading and the how and the why of local church attendance. See, it's not enough for you and I to know the right answers. We are to put into practice what we know. And we do this because of the grace of God. You're faithful to Christ. After all, you will go wherever He goes. And you will do whatever He says because you know not only now the how, but the why. And the gospel answers both how and why. And it's in both questions that Jesus fulfills through His death and resurrection. You see, Jesus provides the grace to obey and the grace to follow Him in all of life. And this includes life with the people of God. It takes the grace of God to sit through the preached word and to deal with challenging people, to interact with others. In fact, if our lives are so full that we have no margin, we are failing to be disciples. Jesus invites us to find rest in Him and to enjoy Him. It's good to be busy, but if we're more like Martha, who was so busy for Jesus that we miss out on being Mary sitting at the feet of Christ, we miss out on none other than the Lord Jesus Christ. You see, what we need is to sit at the feet of Christ and learn. Every single one of us has full lives. But even so, we all have distractions in life. We're often so busy with bad distractions that we have no margin in our lives to consider what is ultimate in our lives, and that is the Lord Jesus. See, what we need is to center our lives instead on Christ, on His church, on His people, and on making disciples for God's glory. The time that you have is very different from the time that I have. Your job is very different from the ones that I have. But there are all sorts of bad distractions that can take us away from the Lord. We're finite creatures and God is infinite. But God has given us all the same amount of time, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days in the year. But don't just work yourself into oblivion. Take time to rest. Take time to enjoy the Lord. Take time to even enjoy the work that God has given you. It's great to gather together with the Lord's people on the Lord's Day and to enjoy Him, but then you scatter from the local church out into your vocation, into the various places where God has you. And perhaps today you're so busy with so many things, you never take a break, you never pause. I want to urge you that it's just as vital to the Great Commission that you learn to sit at the feet of Jesus as it is to make disciples. Disciples are not above their master. Jesus does not need to sleep. He's the God-man. We need to sleep, but he provides rest for our weary hearts and minds because He is our Sabbath rest. Our ability to rest and relax reveals where our confidence is in the Lord or in our own. Our ability to sleep well or not sleep well reveals where our trust and confidence is in the sovereignty of God or whether anxiety and worry are carrying the day for us. The Great Commission is not a suggestion. It is a command. It is a command for a reason. It's a command to be engaged and to live before the face of God. So wherever you are in your walk with the Lord today, I want to challenge you to consider and to count the cost of following Christ. The Great Commission is to be lived in the local church with others, and then to take that message in the gospel from our local churches to the world everywhere. In between, the Great Commission is a lifestyle grounded in and empowered by the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit provides opportunities for encouragement and opportunities for evangelism and discipleship. In all of it, the Holy Spirit aims to make much of Christ and to empower His disciples to know and to make known the glory of the Lord Jesus Christ in all of life. I want to thank you for listening or even watching this episode of the Warriors of Grace podcast. Until next week, may God bless you and keep you.